Dr. Wires, what are your thoughts on identity as it relates to AI?
AI in the predictive recommendation engine algorithm is not treating you as alive. It's treating you as, forgive the term, dead. Because it's based on who you had been, not in the moment. Because if I ask you a question now and I say, tell me a word, and you say the word is love. Oh, I love that answer. It's beautiful. When you say love, you are in the now. You are alive because you are answering my question now. But the AI systems, they give us the past. They give us history. They give us who we were. So they might as well pretend that we're dead because they don't need us anymore, because they come up with names based on who we were and based on who we were before and what we did before. They don't give us a word based on you now. Am I being too repetitious?
Not at all, Dr. Wires. How I'm interpreting what you're saying is that the machine has this limitation to get to the core of who you are. And I mean, it's almost like we're talking about spirituality, because in most spiritual traditions, the focus is not about who you were, but about who you really are, what the core is. And we're getting closer to that. And either is you're getting closer to that through a practice or through community, connecting with others.
This is brilliant, John. You've gotten to the essence of it, and you connect immediately in a way that I don't feel I could have to the history of the species, to religion, to ways of thinking, to thought patterns that go back to all the civilizations. Because after all, we all go back to our common biology. Our biology is Homo sapiens sapiens, who speak in language and who live together in language, and who spiritually, I love your word, who spiritually come together as if we were one in a unity. And this unity is the feeling of knowing that we are important together rather than individually more important than the collective together.